like yesterday. But yeah, today I'm going to walk you through the 17th probably. I need to add sweet there, so it's like sweet 17 years journey of the Mozilla support platform and its community. And today I'm not alone. I will be with Smith from the platform team, and also Tassos will also join us to answer some of the questions that you have around the platform. So without further ado, I think I'm going to just start with the agenda that we're going through today. So I will be first walk you through the inception, like the story of how the Mozilla support came about, and then I'll talk more about the community, and last but not least, but Smith will walk you through the platform and what are the tech stuff that we're using and how you can contribute to the platform, to the code. So with that, I'm going to start with the first section over here. I'm pretty nervous because I know that there are, I saw a lot of like older Mozilla folks over here, so I'm afraid that I'm not telling the right story about how it came about. But I need to dig into our archive, like our blog archive, to kind of like find out what exactly the start of the Mozilla support platform at that time. But before Firefox, before the Mozilla support, there were already some kind of like platforms that community-based, like those are like the community-initiated those efforts, like Mozilla Zine, Mozilla Polish, and Gecko Zone. I've never heard of Gecko Zone, but it's actually something back then. But yeah, those are like community-based, and none of them are official. So, and it's scattered, right, like across different sites. So there's no like official effort from the Mozilla side. So just before the launch of Firefox 3, I found actually the first Google conversation in the Google group that I found was from May 8, 2007. And then after that, like 5 months after that, the first version of Mozilla support in TikiWiki was launched. TikiWiki is an old CMS. I've never heard of it before, but it's actually a thing. So after that, in 2010, we moved to Kitsune, which is a in-house platform that we built from the start because we realized that TikiWiki doesn't really meet our criteria or like a requirement. So we moved to Kitsune, and there was a gap in there, but it's like the days where we actually lack of resources, so you only have very few developers like maintaining the platform. And because it's an in-house platform, we kind of like struggle at that time. But around like 2019 or 2020, we